2, 3. When I got done with the winter, it was time for the summer, and I thought I would do a lot of things. But one night I was working late, Chrissy called me up to celebrate. But now is a new beginning. Now I am working on a podcast about a car from the older days, and I know it's gonna be okay. Now we're gonna talk about some new things and figure out what we're doing, cause we know we're gonna be okay.
One take.
Hey, I'm Miss Chrissy.
And I'm Steve.
And you're listening to Partners in Crime in the 19046, episode 51.
That's right. In this episode, we're talking about our Independence Day holiday over the weekend.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the 4th of July and swimming.
Well, there was more than just swimming. There was.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on over there. So we went to see my dad and my sister and nephews came over, and you brought two of your three children.
Oh, right. I forgot one of them was missing.
One of them is Emu.
Yeah, she was missing. That's okay. So we had the littler ones.
The littler ones.
Yes, little. So what's funny about the middle child thing? When talking about the older kids, Jocelyn is one of the, like, I'll be like, oh, the older girls went. But then if I'm talking about the younger kids, I'm like, oh, the little girls went. She gets... I guess that is the epitome of the middle child thing, huh?
Yeah, you gotta choose what's your standard gonna be for describing their ages. You're just gonna always be based upon the Cynthia, or is it gonna be based upon Amelia?
Fascinating. These are tough choices.
No, think about it, because it's like the older kids is you're comparing it to Amelia, and if you say the like younger kids is based upon Cynthia, so just be consistent.
Yeah, I'm never consistent. No. Or you could just call them by size.
Yeah, that works too. Or I mean, this might be a little too innovative, but you could like assign them individual labels and then refer to them that way. I think they call them names.
Names?
Yes. It's like variable names in a software program. Same thing. But for people, I think it might catch on.
Okay, anyway, after that little aside there, what were we doing on the 4th of July?
We did so many things. So first, we go over there in the afternoon after making a pit stop to get some beer, because you need beer on Independence Day party, because my dad never has any. So I get, you know, the typical box Yuengling. We go over there, and the first thing I see coming up in the driveway is a mysterious basketball that's had its entire covering removed. It's just the innards of the basketball.
Yeah, which actually makes it look like a stuffed animal.
Okay, well, I just thought it looked creepy, like there was some kind of great battle and the Hulk punched it or something, just ripped it right off. And you know, I asked about it later. I was like, "What happened to that basketball?" And no one could tell me. I don't know. It's very bizarre.
That is bizarre. Well, I'm telling you, it looks like a big fluffy stuffed animal to me. But, well, you know, anyway.
It's still worked as a basketball.
Yeah, it's a little odd.
Yeah, so you go up there and you see like the desiccated corpse of a basketball is the first thing you see when you go up to this this party. Party is probably too strong of a word.
Gathering.
Gathering of weirdos and you.
And me.
Yeah, because
anyway,
the Toltons are very weird.
Yeah, that's true. Not so much, really, but that's okay. Anyway, so then what do? I went swimming with my kids.
Yeah, you went swimming. I don't like to get wet. I think we had this discussion last episode, did we? I don't know. I don't like to get wet too much. I'm not a big fan of swimming. My dad's had this pool forever, and I can probably count the number of times I went in that pool on my two hands or something for the decades he's had that. at least since I was an adult. I'm not a fan of pools.
Right. You call them toilets.
Yes, because they're big bowls of water, you know, and kids pee in them. So they're toilets.
I guess it could be considered it is not a toilet. It's chlorinated and the water is moving.
Oh, so
and
it's sort of like it's sort of like a toilet that has one of those cleaning tabs in it.
Okay. What are you doing to my summer existence? You're ruining it.
That's what I'm here for. I'm here to ruin to ruin things.
If your dad's pool is gross, then my pool is just...
It's not gross. Your pool is gross. My dad's pool is not gross. It's a well-maintained chlorinated pool. I just don't like pools that much.
I got chlorine, though. I told you that, right?
Yeah, you did get chlorine. After I told you that if you didn't do that, you're probably going to get some kind of horrible disease.
A little dramatic, but
not
I
little
got
dramatic.
Chlorine.
Waterborne diseases are a big deal. You just had that pool sit in your yard untreated. Yeah, eventually it would get
bad. I wasn't going to have it untreated. I had this little thing. I just don't think I was doing it correctly. This little, like a floaty little contraption that you put chlorine tabs in. But I don't think that was enough chlorine for the pool.
Okay, so what did you do? Put a bigger one out?
No, I got the I went to the pool store and sought professional advice from a kid who was like 17. So that wasn't very helpful. And then instead I just read the back of the package and I got some of those strip things, you know, the little things with the colors that tell you the
pH test strip?
Yes, thank you. A test strip. Got those and tested the water and made some improvements.
So you're now relatively safe and not in the accidentally creating mutants, you know, area.
Yes. But your dad's pool is lovely, I must say.
Yeah, and it's a circular pool, unlike your rectangular one, which means you could do whirlpools.
Which we tried, except your nephews kept giving up.
They're not persistent enough.
Yeah, they didn't have the wherewithal to keep circling.
No, they need some work. They need to be molded into to people with more, I don't know, more drive.
Well,
more self-discipline. They also fight a lot.
Well, they're twins. You should mention that they're twin boys.
Yeah, fraternal twin boys. So their fighting is very normal, except that the alpha between the two of them is a smaller guy, is a smaller one.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, but it's very apparent. It doesn't take much to figure that one out.
No, one of them, Josh, looks like me, and then Nate is very, he's like taller, but Nate is very much the mama's boy.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, it was fun. So, they were fun. No whirlpools for us.
I hadn't seen them in like a year. Because every time they came over, no one would tell me they came over. I'd only find out after the fact. No, my dad wouldn't tell me they had visited until after the fact. And I was like, what's going on? I'm not that far away. So they were over. It was fine. They got my younger sister gave them a Nerf gun, an automatic Nerf gun. So we were shooting stuff with that, each other mostly.
Yeah. Amelia was pretty good at that. Yep. That was fun.
Yeah, Amelia took it up and immediately started getting bullseye, so it's probably all that Roblox gaming.
Yeah, nice. And then what else? What else do we do with our day there, Steven?
Well, I thought it was pretty good. We had sandwiches instead of barbecue because, again, weird. But they were good sandwiches. Sandwiches, the only thing that was interesting about the sandwiches is they got it from Lee's, which is a hoagie place near, and somehow my dad got it for like $5 or something because of like a masterful use of coupons by his wife. So that's it's always amazing. Every time I come over there to visit, they have some story about masterful use of coupons. It almost makes me want to clip them out. You know, like
I don't
not
think
quite.
You would do that though.
I used
to. Too time consuming, right?
Oh man, I used to do it. I used to do the couponing, but it is time consuming, and I'm like, that's not worth the money. Except sometimes it is when you don't have to spend whatever $50 or whatever that was. They got it for some obscenely low price and fed like half a dozen more people. So whatever, worked out. we were there. Got to see, saw my dad. He's doing well. When you were in the pool, I was hanging out. Had a beer.
Nice. Good.
Yeah. And let's see, we had some moments of personal growth, I think, there.
Yeah, with, you like to consider this epic through the one. Personal growth.
Epic. Well, look, I applied a little philosophy to your middle child, who was afraid of sparklers.
Yeah, she didn't want to get burnt.
Right, and I was trying to explain to her that even though you get burnt once in your life, does not mean that sparklers are inherently dangerous. You know this intellectually, but you have this emotional reaction to sparklers, and what you need to do is you need to orient your emotions and get them in line with objective reality. And so I was like, what we're going to do is you're going to use the sparklers and you're going to work to try to overcome this irrational fear. And it worked. She looked at me like weird, like everybody does when I try to explain philosophy, which, you know, we'll have to have a whole episode about philosophy at some point because very important. But I got this weird look from her, but you know what? We went out there and we did it, and she very quickly got over her nervousness with the sparklers.
Yeah, she was good. She enjoyed the sparklers.
Yeah. So and then she even used what's the other one? It was like the more dangerous one.
The morning glory.
Yeah, by dangerous, I mean like air quotes. It was slightly more dangerous. But
you got to air quote that one. I don't know. Why are they more dangerous? Because they're shorter?
They look more dangerous because it spews out sparks a little bit from the front.
So yeah, I don't think we've actually ever had those. So, I wasn't familiar with the morning glory sparklers.
Oh, we also had some fun with those snap things. What are they called? You throw them on the ground, they snap.
Oh yeah, everybody has those poppets.
Poppets, yeah. Well, yeah, but we had fun with that, attacking each other's feet. I'm a good shot.
Yeah, it was cool. Mm-hmm.
I got you right in front of your feet several times. And then Amelia got burned slightly.
Yeah, but she was fine. She's a trooper,
one,
man.
One spark hit her finger, and we're looking at it. I'm like, there's no mark on your finger. She kept saying it hurts, and then she'd be fine. Then she says it hurts again, and then it'd be fine again. And it was like,
it probably felt funny, but yeah, she was good.
Like, nothing on your finger.
Amelia is a trooper of all the kids. She's pretty much a... She's pretty good. I mean, she'll tell you it hurts, but she'll just keep doing her thing. So
yeah. So that worked out. Also, we had a bonus personal growth here.
What's a bonus personal growth?
Bonus growth your middle child also learned a little bit of basketball skills. I tried to teach her how to properly dribble and shoot a basketball because she told me that someone at school, I think, had told her that she played basketball or dribbled like a cat trying to play a piano or something like that.
I totally missed that. I did not.
Yeah, she told me that. So I said, I said, come here. I'm going to teach you how to do a basketball. So I tried to teach her how to dribble, and she got a little bit better. And she started shooting. And then she started trying to teach your youngest daughter because she came over and wanted to play basketball. So it was like a whole bunch of education going on over there in the guise of just playing with a basketball.
So you want to hear something funny?
Always.
Okay. So Cynthia has decided that Jocelyn needs, I told you this, that Jocelyn needs to take over all the cooking, right, in the household.
Yeah.
The only problem with Jocelyn cooking is it's a giant freaking mess. So when we get off of this, well, why is this funny? I forget. Anyway, I still have to clean because Jocelyn made these ginormous burgers. They were like huge burgers with her homemade special sauce from scratch.
Well, like and, McDonald's?
Kind of. It's like orangey. King. Yeah. Oh,
so more like McDonald's, like a Big Mac sauce.
Mayo and ketchup and spices. Yeah, and
Big Mac sauce.
Yeah. And you know who loved the burger?
Take a guess. Cynthia?
Yep. The apparent pescatarian.
Yeah, that's beef, though. That's not pescatarian anymore.
Nope. I don't think she's actually a pescatarian.
No, that's straight up carnivore. You know, it's probably better.
Oh, it's way easier.
Well, I mean, it's hard to be pesky. I've been mostly pescatarian for decades, really. It's difficult. I've had to adjust my diet recently to get more protein in. It's finally having the desired effect with some muscle building, but protein is really hard to get. Like, you know, so yeah, it's probably better if you just eat some meat once in a while.
Yeah, it just kind of cracks me up because
I tried those fake burgers. I saw you had one of them out a while back. And that's what normally I probably would have had at the 4th of July thing if we had done grilling, like one of those Impossible Burgers or something. I've had them before. They're pretty good facsimiles. They're a little weird because they bleed, the Impossible Burger ones, which is kind of gross.
Yeah, they're kind of gross.
They taste fine though. When you make them at home, they're good. Just like so salty. Like there's so much salt in those things. I ate two of them once, which was a huge mistake. I literally felt bad afterwards. I was like, this is not something about these. There's like too much of something in these things. I felt really bad. So I don't recommend eating two of them.
Yeah, I'm not.
I think it's just sodium content just so high. But you know what? We didn't even have barbecue. We just had the stupid sandwiches. So
I know, but I was just thinking of barbecue and you were talking about Jocelyn and, you know, the basketball thing. And I was just thinking of, despite the fact that she dribbles like a cat or something. What did you say?
A cat trying to play a piano.
The girl, yeah, trying to play a piano.
Which is kind of true.
So weird.
Well, I mean, think about it, because she would just slam it with her hand, you know? I was trying to teach her to
be gentle with it. Did a child say that?
I think so, yeah. Well, I doubt it was one of the teachers. Like, hey, Jocelyn, I see you're playing basketball there. You know, do you ever think about yourself being terrible at dribbling? You look like a cat playing a piano. No, like, I'm pretty sure it was a kid.
Okay. It's just a weird descriptor.
It's accurate, anyway, though, if you think about it. Because seriously, she was just like her hand would just be, like, you know, stiff. And she would be whacking at the ball instead of supposed to gently kind of palm the ball and flick it back down with your fingers in a more gentle motion. She control it. So she didn't control the ball. She would just smack it.
Okay. I believe you with the cat dribbling the piano.
You never saw that YouTube video? It's super famous from like the early days of YouTube with a cat playing piano. That's what came to my mind.
No. Maybe that's why I'm confused.
Oh my God. Where have you been for 20 years?
Not paying attention. Yeah, you're dancing. You know, that happened on 9/11.
What did?
I was dancing and missed it until some woman came in and was like, oh, the world's on fire. You should get out of lower Manhattan. I'm like, oh, my God.
I think I've told you this before, that on 9/11, I think that day, my friend Mike, you know, I think he might have been working that day and didn't know anything had happened until like the end of the day, even though people have been coming in and out acting weird.
Oh,
he was like,
well,
so
after that I definitely knew something happened because I was stuck in the city, so I had to walk for a very long time. But you know, anyway, like I said, for the past 20 years I've been dancing and not paying attention on purpose.
That's right. It's for the best. Most of the media is complete garbage. You don't need to read the news every day.
Live in a bubble. I was like, perfect. I'll continue my bubble.
Yeah. It's actually probably healthier that way, especially nowadays. I check in once in a while, you know, a few times during the week. And there's very little of useful substance from the media anymore, if there ever was, really. It's mostly garbage, different types, just designed to make you mad.
Well, there you go. Well, one way to avoid that is to stay out of the mix.
Yeah, pretty much. Or find better sources of information. What else? I talked to my nephews over there. My friend Josh is very into guns.
Oh yeah, that was kind of like weird to me. But then again, I don't have sons. I don't know. That's not weird. That's normal.
That's not weird at all.
I don't know. It was weird to me.
I was always into like weapons and military stuff when I was a kid. But it's funny, just his like, you know, his bravado about it, even though he's completely ignorant of the stuff in reality. It's just all based on his from video games he was playing. And I was like, Josh, man, you know, like that stuff's not remotely like real life. It's like, I have fired real guns. Like, it is not the same thing as in a game. And he was like, well, what happens if you take, like, a gun and you hold it, like, upside down? And I'm like, you're probably going to break your wrist. I was like, you know, he was like, what if you do it sideways? I'm like, that's just in the movies. You know, it was very funny. But, you know, he's young. Was he, like, 9?
No, Steve. 10? He's going to be 11.
Let's see, the pandemic, man. I can't remember. Last time I saw him, there were 9, basically.
Well, that would have been pre-pandemic. So there you go. You did the math right.
Like, yeah, I'm telling you, it was a long, long time. I told you, every time they came up here, like, I never saw them. So this was the first time in, like, literally, like, a year. But it was fine.
Yeah.
They brought their dog, which was awesome, Sammy. And then my younger sister has a dog, Zoe, that is a little tiny puppy. Although it's a little bigger now. And Sammy just, like, runs away. Because sister's dog is so aggressively, like, bitey. Like, you know, that puppy thing where they're gnawing on everything and gets so excited around people. It gets all up in your grill. Starts licking you. Trying to bite your fingers.
I didn't see that one. I saw the chill dog. That's it.
Oh, yeah. Their dog, Sammy, is super chill. Just kind of sits there. He was so chill that the neighbor's dog came out to run around in their backyard, and Sammy was sitting in one of the chairs on the deck. And he just kind of looked. He just kind of, like, moved his head a little bit so he could see a little bit from the deck, but he didn't want to move in order to get an actual clear look or go down and investigate. He was just content to just sit there and watch from afar.
Nice.
Very, very chill dog. So.
Super chill. I agree. Knowing my luck, I would get a dog and be like a lunatic. So, yeah, I'm trying to stay away from that.
So this was
kind of enough going on.
Yeah. Yeah. So this was also your first time over there in a long time, too. We haven't done much.
Yes, you keep reminding me of that.
Yeah, well, we haven't done much.
I know, it's hard.
Feels like the last 2 years just disappeared on me. So.
Well, sort of. It wasn't typical. That's all. Just wasn't typical. Still coughing over there, huh, Steve? It's the cold that never ends. It's the gift that keeps giving.
I know, it's going to be really great for the podcast. You're going to love listening to it. It's, your child gave us all colds, and it's still lingering. Well, not the cold, just like the after effect.
I know, it's crazy. It's been like weeks, but that's okay. Weeks. Weeks, I tell you.
Yeah. Oh, well. And we got a hurricane coming this week. Right, or tropical storm, what is it? It's going to be like nothing by the time it gets up here, but we were supposed to have the rescheduled Annie Christ trivia night tomorrow, or tonight when you're listening to this, Thursday, but had to get postponed.
Yeah, this weather has been, God, it's so stinking high. It feels like Florida, and then it's like at any moment it could just like thunderstorm and, you know, poor.
We can't set up for an outdoor event. It could rain at any moment.
Yeah, it's a little too unpredictable.
I don't think anyone would come. I mean, no one was really buying tickets, probably because they were like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Yeah, outdoor events in the middle of a hurricane are not usually recommended, but you know.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. I don't know. This weather's been crazy, but so we have this weird thing. God, gosh darn tent and the stupid weather. It's killing me, Smalls. But so there are a couple of like dips in the tent now, like in the floor. Not dips, but there's just a few spots where water will puddle up if it's on there, and it doesn't dry as quickly as like the other areas. So then I have to like go over and like kind of like brush it off, right? Well, because we keep having these thunderstorms, it's like, it's just, I think it's like every day I have to brush this stupid tent off and then hope that it dries out and then go back and, you know, hand dry it. It's just, you know, it's been an everyday sort of thing over here. Again, with the tent maintenance, it's very difficult. And then now there's water like pooled up because I've kept the sides up for so long, and there's water like now stuck in there. I just realized today, that like somehow got in the rolled up sides. So I guess I have to like open the whole thing up and let the water out, or I'm gonna get like weird stagnant water. I don't know.
Water will get anywhere. Hey, at least you're not cleaning the floor like I had to do in karate class, where we'd get down on our hands and knees and like run across the floor with cloth.
That's what I have to do to dry it, Steve.
Oh, do you? I thought you used like a mop or something.
No, I push a towel around. So
You're literally doing what I hated doing. So I really feel bad for you. I hated that. It was the worst part about karate class. I hated it. And when I got old enough, when I got a high enough belt, you know, like I didn't have to do it anymore because it'd be enough lower rank people. Much more fun.
Seniority'd out.
Type thing. Basically, I was like, I didn't have to do it most nights. I was always like counting, like, how many people do I have? So I don't have to do this. Because I was not good at it either. It's actually very difficult for someone my size to do it. So it took me a long time to even get the hang of it. And it was very tiring. But eventually I did. But still, I didn't like doing it. So I feel you. Yeah. It's rough. But you wanted the outdoor tent. You wanted to keep using it. So
I did. And I like it. It's a ever-changing struggle. It's like just when you figure out the one thing, then something else pops up. You know, it's like, oh, we're cold. We solve the cold. Oh, there's leaves. Solve the leaves. Oh, there's wind. Figure that out. Oh, there's rain. Figure that out. It's like, oh, God, there's wasps. Oh, God, there's a dragonfly.
Oh, God, there's wasps.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, and soon there's going to be lantern flies. Everywhere.
Yeah, it's like every, you know, it's just, you know, it's just funny. It's like every time I turn around, I'm like, oh, we got this down now. And then like something in the environment changes and there's a whole new set of problems.
You got like an elementary school level science class going on out there in addition to dance. Just look at all the bugs and things coming around.
Yeah, it's crazy. But it's funny, but.
And you had and when you came home when we came home from this, your air conditioner had broken down. Your place was like my place. It was like 80 degrees, and not comfortable. And that was on downstairs. Upstairs must have been awful.
Yeah, it was not good. But luckily, I have a really good HVAC guy who lives on my block. So he came pretty much the next day. By the end of the next day, and. Hooked me up.
Had a part that worked in his truck.
Yeah, we're back in business. So
I was like, that's impressive. My sister's air conditioner broke recently too, and they need to get that fixed. And then, I read that there was a somewhat of a shortage of parts. So, good, glad it worked out because the central air is like the main reason I go to your house, especially in the summer.
That's terrible. It's true, okay.
It's fine. Nice over there. It's nice.
It is nice. I'm in sweats now because I'm in the house. So weird.
Yeah. Well, I had to turn off the air conditioner to record this, so it's quickly heating up in my room.
Uh-oh. I'm going to be sweating to the oldies soon.
Yeah, I was sweating earlier because I did a weightlifting workout, and I was very hot after that. I was sweating like the oldies.
Sweating to the oldies. I was sweating earlier. Taught outside. It's only 92.
Only 92 right now? Wasn't it like 95 today? It's too hot. It's too hot. It's July though, so what are you gonna do?
Yep. So
okay. So is there anything else from our Independence Day mini adventure? I mean, I don't know if this is even particularly interesting to listeners right now. But
yeah,
I had a good
time. I had a good time too. It was fun.
Yeah. I'll go back, rate it like 4 stars.
Okay.
Casa de Tolton.
I don't usually rate my.
It's like we went to a restaurant holiday event,
but you know, whatever.
A joke. Whatever. It's called a joke.
Oh, I get lost in those sometimes, but that's okay.
My dad asked me, "Where did I go wrong with you?"
He always says stuff like that. It cracks me up.
Yeah, it's really funny. Did I fail you as a father?
Yeah, he says stuff like that all the time. It's really funny.
Because he would just look at me like, "You're weird."
It's very true, though. Steve, you know, it's okay.
Apparently, I am weird.
That's what the word on the street is.
I told him, I'm like, I'm not weird. I just, you know, people aren't used to other people who live according to actual principles. So I think that's what it is.
Okay, if you so say it
makes,
so.
Makes me act in ways that people don't understand.
Possibly. Prince. Or you're just weird. One or the other.
I don't know. I don't even know if that means weird compared to what.
I don't know, man.
I mean,
I don't know.
Have you seen some of the, like, some of the interesting people that are out in the world? But I'm fine being weird if you want to think I'm weird. That's good. Cool with me. I don't care what people think. And my dad called me weird is just funny. Because he's weird, too. I have home videos to prove it.
I believe you.
Yeah. But, so it was a fun time. We went over. it was good seeing my dad again. It really feels like we're kind of past this pandemic now. Just trying to start doing things again and go places. And been visiting my dad more often. So it was good. It was I don't understand why he was so reluctant to actually barbecue on Independence Day, but whatever.
That's okay.
It worked out. It was supposed to be Saturday, but it kept raining, so we moved it to Sunday. Worked out. It's just weird.
A good time.
It's just weird doing it on a Sunday though, because then the next day is Monday.
Monday, you had off. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I did, but not everybody did.
Okay. Yeah, you had off. Your dad had off. I'm pretty sure everybody in that house had off. I didn't have off. I had to go back to work that next day.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's going to be it. We have, don't we have any? We have nothing? Do we have anything to announce?
I don't know. I mean, I think in a couple of weeks,
we're supposed to have our upcoming, garage jam.
Yep. But we got a little time before that. So
we got signups for that. So we're working on that. And stay tuned for another rescheduled date for Antichrist Trivia Night.
Yeah.
That is just the event that keeps meeting unfortunate postponement.
It's okay. We'll get it. We'll get it.
And we're working on some new ideas. We're like pivoting the garage a bit. That's what they say, right? Silicon Valley, or pivoting.
I don't know. I spent a whole year pivoting.
Well, we gotta
keep pivoting.
Well, you should be good at it because you're a dancer. But anyway, we have some new projects that are in development that we'll announce when they're ready.
Cool. So,
yeah. In the meantime, you can follow what we're up to at JenkintownArtsGarage.com. And Jenkintown Arts Garage on Facebook and Instagram. And we're also on YouTube, where we're putting these podcasts. And eventually we'll make good on our promise to make them a real video where you can see my ugly face and Chrissy's pretty face. So you can have so they'll even out. So it'll just be a very neutral image between the two of us.
Okay.
just working on the logistics and you know, trying to cobble together the equipment and figure out how we want to do it. We'll probably just do it with like a Zoom recording to start with, because that's easier. But whatever.
That works.
Yeah, we're trying to do a whole set and in the garage, except it's kind of has logistical issues with that. Recording it and setting it up, and it's also freaking hot right now. I don't really want to be in the garage trying to do a podcast recording in like 95 degree heat.
Understandable. No air in the garage. So
yeah, that's why it's an outdoor venue. You don't really hang out in there. You kind of hang out outside of it. So we're gonna do that. We'll see if anybody likes that.
All right. Talk to you later, Steve.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.